Live, and I am here with Joshua Hood, another special guest, author, veteran, all-around badass. What's going on, bro?
Not too much. Thanks for having me.
No, and thanks for jumping in. Short notice, I'm trying to get as many veterans and veteran supporters as possible over this month.
Oh, just been a fan of what you've been doing for a long time, so just totally honored to, you know, you asked me on here.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. I just kind of doing what I can to support the community. But today's Veterans Day too, man. So any good plans?
Just working, I think. I forgot until, you know, you kind of get these, hey, thanks for your service, which we all appreciate. But I'm like, what day? What's today? So I asked my wife, she's like, it's Veterans Day.
Yeah, I had my free cup of coffee at Pete's today, and that was about it. So I was excited. Anytime I can get a copious amount of caffeine in my body, I'm happy.
Or free caffeine. It doesn't even have to be a lot. It's, you know.
So tell me, I know about you, but tell the audience about your career, your military career.
Well, I enlisted in the 82nd after I graduated college in 2003. I went into basic in 2004, did the whole airborne school thing, showed up at division, was in the third of the 504. We deployed to Iraq, I think in 05, 06, came back, and they were kind of doing this like reshuffling of the brigades, battalions. So they kind of invented this thing called the BCT, I think it was. And so,
oh, yeah, Brigade Combat Teams.
Yeah. So all they did was like kind of rob Peter to pay Paul. They like stole us from the 504 and somebody else, and then we became the first, the 508. And so as this new brigade battalion, they're like, hey, guess what? You get to go to Afghanistan. And so turned around, went right to Afghanistan and got out and joined the Sheriff's Department after that. It's been about 8 years on our SWAT team here in lovely Memphis, Tennessee, and brings us now.
So infantry, 82nd Airborne, Sheriff, SWAT, where does the writing come in?
Oddly enough, like it's one of those funny stories. I'd always wanted to be a writer or an author, whatever you want to call it, and studied English in college. And then for those who haven't been in the military, when you like enlist, you come into a place, an environment where somebody, not a lot of people have college degrees that aren't officers. And, so I met my squad leader at the time, and if you go to college, you become an E4, which is like a specialist. And so I show up, and this guy's a specialist, but he's been in the Army for like 2 years, and like I'm a specialist, and I've been in the Army for like 2 minutes. And so he finds out that I was in college, and, you know, that was back when, like, hazing was allowed. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was all fun and games, and he found out that I'd gone to college to study English, wanted to be a writer. And it was like, who's this, Bill Shakespeare? And anyway, long story short, we became pretty good friends and got to talking about writing and all these other stuff. He got out a little bit before me. And I was just kind of, you know, just working at the Sheriff's Department. We're really thinking about writing. And I got a call from him one day. His name is Joseph Hallsworth. And he's like, hey man, what's up? So I got too much. And he's like, guess what? I was like, what's going on? He's like, I just graduated with an English degree. And I was like, wow. And he's like, and I just published my first book. And, you know, I'm thinking he's messing with me. I'm like, whatever, dude. Looked it up. He's for real. And so at that moment, it was just like, this dude took my dream. It's time to get off the couch and follow it myself. So pulled out the laptop and started my first book.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, now you're like in the big leagues, you know, the Treadstone. I mean, Robert Ludlum, I mean, born, how does that happen, man?
I'm still working on figuring that out. I think someone like made a mistake somewhere along the lines and got my name confused with somebody else, but like, I'm not going to tell them. So it's kind of been one of those things that things just came together and nobody knows that like, hey, this guy might not belong here. So I'm just rolling with it and got to meet so many great authors. You know, my first two books met so many great people, and then it's just kind of like in the military and everything else, you just keep working at something, trying to, you know, develop your personal proficiency. Like you can see the results, and
yeah,
I don't know how I got here, but
You're doing it. And one thing I'm excited about is we're going to have you on the Protectors with Jason Piccolo podcast. So then we can get really in depth about the writing and about your background and kind of just who you really are. We'll go deep into it.
Very excited about that. Very excited.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm really excited about it. But today is just, we're talking about service. We're talking about, you know, how you've given back to the country, which you have done twofold. And if you want to consider bringing a good product to the market as a book, that's awesome, man. I am going to put out some pictures of Treadstone. I mean, this is the real deal. This isn't like I'm self-publishing a book out of my backyard here. You know what I mean? That's awesome, brother.
I appreciate it. And, you know, this book was really special to me because not only besides, you know, the whole Ludlum estate and fill in the big shoes, but I try to look at, I mean, you're in the military, you're in law enforcement. And so people look at you and they're like, man, that must have been awesome. And I just try to say all the time, like, especially when they find out I was in SWAT, I was like, you know, if you have a brain surgeon out there, he's probably the first couple weeks that he's a brain surgeon, he's probably driving to work thinking this is awesome. But after 6-7 years, it's just his job. He drops off his clinic, coffee. And so I'm always trying to, you know, try and find that childlike interest that other people see, but that you don't really see. And so with Treadstone, I have a 2-year-old who's going to be 3. And this was the first time I was writing a book as a father. And
that's awesome.
Hit me as like, what would happen if you were an assassin and you had a kid or you had a family? And this kind of vehicle allowed me to explore things that I hadn't really seen in the genre, especially, you know, it's not embarrassing for a main character to be sitting on the couch at a shrink talking about like, why can't I sleep at night? And maybe I need some help. And so it was just a blessing all around.
Well, you know, one thing I like is, I say this every time I have an author on, is having that sense of realism. Because you were SWAT, because you were military, you kind of know the real deal when it comes to mechanics of weapons, tactics, etc. And I love that, especially reading it. Now, is Treadstone Resurrection out now?
It comes out in February. I can't remember the exact date, but I know it's a week after my good friend Mark Graney's book. Who writes a Gray Man
team. Oh, Mark Graney's incredible, man.
He is so talented.
That is one of my favorite series. And there are so many good authors out right now. I mean, and that's a great thing about social media is I get to meet all you guys. And and I love it, man. I'm nonfiction now, but my next path is going to be fiction. So I love picking people's brains. So we'll do more of that when it comes to the Protectors. But is there any charities or anything else you want to throw out there before we hop off?
I did some work with the American Warrior Initiative, really great organization, really helping veterans. You know, it's just really humbling to be, you know, a part of, well, I guess to have the opportunity that veterans before us didn't have. You know, my dad was in Vietnam and those guys came back and had a really hard time, and, you know, OIF, OEF, we've come back, War on Terror. Not only have we been, you know, they welcome us back, but you see, I don't know what it is, maybe it's just our time, but you see all these guys like you, I mean, I could name tons of them, that just take what they did, this, you know, I guess they just had this service instilled in them, and give back to not only the veterans, but back to the community. And like, there's so many great leaders and so many wonderful entrepreneurs out there who are veterans. And
just look at this. I mean, 5 days ago or 4 days ago, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a streaming show, Vet Chat, do it for a couple of days. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to continue this service. Because if I can get guys like you and girls and the veteran sister and brotherhood out here to chat and to promote, to talk about what they want, I'm absolutely honored.
And it's kind of like that people helping people, you know, just like, you know, my Sergeant Hallworth called me back in the day and kind of got me off the couch. It's real easy to get away from, you know, when you're in the military, you're in law enforcement, you have this structure and you're going, and then you get out of it, you're kind of like, you know, the preacher's daughter on the first day of college. You're just like, hey, Kegger, let's do that. And, you know, it's like, there's so many people out there that you could just literally go through the internet, go through social media and see what they're doing.
And direct contact with them too. Like we're chatting today.
Yeah.
I mean, we met each other, you know, yesterday. I mean, I've been following you on social media, but now this is cool, man.
Yeah.
So next up is Michael Broderick. So I don't want to leave him waiting. He's awesome. I hope you tune in. But one thing, you are coming back for the Protectors, and we are going to really talk about Treadstone Resurrection. It's available for pre-order now, anywhere books are sold, and it comes out in February. And if you're like me, you love the Bourne movies, you love the Bourne, the Ludlum books, this one's going to be great, and I can't wait to read it. And I can't wait to check out your original books as well. So let's chat about that offline, brother.
I appreciate it. I'll try to get this lighting thing fixed up. Like, I'm a little dark over here. Maybe I should just get closer.
But you know, so anybody out there, I'm going to show you. Let's see if we could do this real quick. There are lights everywhere because if not, these cameras are, it's like dark. So, yeah, you got to have tons of lights, man. It's crazy.
Good to know. Well, I appreciate it. And
thanks, brother.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, Joshua, we'll, where can we find you on social media?
I'm at joshuahoodbooks.com, and I think it's the same Twitter handle and Instagram. So just drop by, give me a like.
Awesome. And subscribe to like, write reviews, helps everything.
Yeah, hit the thumb button on the bottom. We want that.
Thanks a lot, brother. We will chat soon.
Take it easy. Have a good one.
You too. And we are off.